नमः अभ्रमं भंगरहितं अजडं विमलं सदा आनंदतीतमतलं भजेतापत्रयाभं मिथ्या सिद्धांत दुद्धांत विद्वंशवीक्षण चैतीताकृतनिर्भासता हृदंबरे अतिकल्पितकल्पोऽयं प्रत्यक्षकेसरी व्यासतीत गुरुभूयाद् अस्मदिष्टात् सिद्धये तपो विद्या विरक्त्यादि सद्गुणमुखाकरान् वादिराज गुरुन् वन्दे ऐकृपदाश्रयान् पूज्य राघवेन्द्राय सत्यधर्मरताय च भजताङ्कल्पवृक्षाय नमतां कामधेनवे दुर्वायुधान्तवे वैष्णवेन्दीवरेन्दवे श्रीराघवेन्द्रगुरुवे नमोऽत्यन्तयाळवे आपादमणिपर्यन्तं गुरुनामाक्तिं स्मरेत् तेन विघ्नाः प्रश्यन्ति सिद्धिं च मनोरथाः हरिः ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः वी आर् डूयिङ्ग् विष्णुसहस्रनाम द इङ्ग्लिश् सेशन् टुडे So whatever we covered in the previous Kannada class, that I cover in the English session. So last time in the English session, we did for Bhuta Bhavya Bhavat Prabhu. Now today we will see the meanings of the word Bhuta Krut. So in Vishnu Sahasranama, this is the fifth name. Hari Asya Sri Vishnu Divya Sahasranama Stotra Mahamantrasya Sri Vedavyaso Bhagavan Rushihi Anushtup Chandaha శ్రీ మహావిష్ణు పరమాత్మ శ్రీమన్నారాయణో దేవత శ్రీ మహావిష్ణు ప్రీత్యర్థే జపే వినియోగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ ఓం విశ్వస్మై నమః ఓం విశ్వం విష్ణుర్వషత్కారో భూతభవ్యభవత్ప్రభు భూతకృద్ భూతభృద్భావో భూతాత్మా భూతభావనః భూతాత్మా పరమాత్మా చ ముక్తానాం పరమాగతిః అవ్యయపురుషస్సాక్షి క్షేత్రజ్ఞోక్షర ఏవ చ योगो योगविताम् नेत प्रधानपुरुषेश्वरः नारसिंहपुष्यीमान् केशवपुरुषोत्तमः सो हियर् भूतकृत् सो विश्वं विष्णुर्वषट्कारो भूतभव्य भवत्प्रभुः भूतकृत् सो दिस् वर्ड् भूतकृत् इट् हेज् टु वर्ड्स् इन् दट् भूत एण्ड् कृत् कृत् हेज् मल्टिपल् मीनिङ्ग्स् भूत आल्सो हेज् मल्टिपल् मीनिङ्ग्स् कृत् बेसिकलि द रूट् वर्ड् इट् केन् टेक् any of the three meanings for the root word krut dukrum karane karoti kru karoti krutah kurvanti like that kara so dukrum that dhatu is to do to perform to act so these are the meanings that are there so what, create all this like to do to perform to act to create to generate to produce so all these meanings are there for the word kru Doing means it can be creating, it can be generating, it can be just producing something from something. So it can be any of that. So all these actions are represented by the word krut, dukru. So that dhatu. The another meaning is kruti, kruti chedane, chedana. So like nikruntati, kruntati, nikruntati, cut off, you cut off with the scissors or you break it. So that meaning is given by another meaning for kruti kruti chedane so that meaning if we take it is like destroying or cutting off or removing so that meaning also given by the word krut and then there is another meaning also krut kruti veshtane pariveshtane so like encompass cover envelop so that also meaning is there for the word kruti so in that case it will be like krunatti so krunatti veshtayati so he this meaning also is there for the word krut and then bhuta you know like bhuta has lot of meanings like you know, bhuta can be living beings bhuta can be anything that existed bhuta can be the evil like bhuta preta those powers or bhuta can be panchabhutas like you know prithvi apas tejo vayu akash the earth the water the fire the wind and the akasha so all the panchabhutas they are also called bhutas so all these meanings are there for bhuta so now with that background we'll see like what are all the possible meanings so bhutani so bhutas so bhutani karoti sujati so bhuta krut bhutani karoti kru means to create so one who creates all the living beings so like so you can go by one like you know brahma he is creator of the brahma he is creator of vayu he is creator of shankara he is creator of garuda sesha and their patnis so everything all the chetanas he is creator of all the living beings chetanas so that's why brahmaadi chetanas he creates that's why he is called bhuta krut now we know that like you know all the living we are eternal all the jivas every jiva
నో మ్యాటర్ హౌ లైక్ ఈవెన్ ఎ తృణ జీవ ఈజ్ ఎటర్నల్, ఎవ్వరీ జీవ ఇస్ ఎటర్నల్. సో ఇఫ్ దట్ ఈస్ ద కేస్ హౌ కెన్ గాడ్ క్రియేట్ ద ఎటర్నల్ జీవ? సో ఇన్ కేస్ ఆఫ్ జీవ సృష్టి లైక్ ఇన్ భాగవత కమ్స్ త్రివిధ సృష్టి, త్రీ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ ద లార్డ్ పర్ఫార్మ్స్. వన్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ జడ సృష్టి వేర్ ఇట్ ఈస్ డన్ బై కన్వర్టింగ్, లైక్ ఏ పాట్ కమ్స్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ద మడ్, సో మడ్ ఈస్ చేంజ్డ్ ఇన్ టు పాట్, ఎ డిఫరెంట్ షేప్ ఈస్ గివన్, ఇట్స్ ఎ వికార, ఇట్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ ఎ ట్రాన్స్ఫర్మేషన్. సో దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ జడ సృష్టి ఆర్ క్రియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఇనర్ట్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్స్. చేతన సృష్టి దట్ ఈస్ ద లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్, ద గాడ్ క్రియేట్స్ దెమ్ లైక్ బింబ ప్రతిబింబ భావ, దట్ మీన్స్ ద లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ ఆల్ లైక్ ద రిఫ్లెక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్, లైక్ ప్రతిబింబాస్. దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఫ్రీడమ్, దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఇండిపెండెన్స్, బట్ దే హ్యావ్ టు పర్ఫార్మ్ దేర్ ఓన్ యాక్షన్స్. ద లార్డ్ హ్యాస్ టు డ్రైవ్ దెమ్ ఇన్ దేర్ కోర్స్. ఇన్ డూయింగ్ సో ద లార్డ్ గివ్స్ దెమ్ ద బాడీ. So the creation for living things is nothing but granting a physical body. So deha and jiva, the coming together is creation, because jivas are eternal. Yes, jivas are eternal. The creation of jiva is defined by the body and the jiva coming together, because the body is never born. Body is jada. Even like when we are all performing all these activities through our body, the body is doing so many activities, it looks as if the body itself is a jiva itself, but it's not. The body has life, it has a life, that means the jiva is inside the body and making the body function. So the jiva is giving the jiva shakti to the deha. So deha is different, jiva is different. So the deha is never like a living thing. Body itself is not life. The body is not a life force, but body contains the life force. So that's the difference. So that means the jiva srishti is nothing but bringing the body and the jiva together. That's the birth. And the death is nothing but separating the body from the jiva from the body. Separating them is death. Bringing them together is birth. Basically, that also we know by our experience. That's what is birth and death. So that's how he creates, the Lord creates all the living beings in the samsar avastha, whoever is there, for them, the God gives the body. That's how he creates. And the details comes in like Mahabharata Tatparya Nirnaya Acharya explains, and Bhagavata Tatparya, and also Brahma Sutra, various places, this Shrusti Krama is explained in detail. Like briefly, I'll tell how it is done. Like at the time of Pralaya, or like, you know, when it is in a Asrujya state, uncreated state, all the living beings are inside Narayana's stomach, in the Udara of Narayana. So at the time of creation, what happens is, Pradyumna takes all the living beings from the, I mean, it's all same, Lord's form. Pradyumna is non-different from Narayana, non-different from Aniruddha. The Lord takes so many forms to perform so many activities. Of course, you get a doubt. Why can't Lord do everything in just one form? Why should he take so many forms? That is because of, you know, like quite a few reasons. One reason is all the activities that the Lord performs are his ananda abhivyakti. That means the manifestation of his bliss. Is the, like, you know, we are happy, we laugh, we are happy, we dance. So the actions that we perform in this world are of five categories. One is either we do it for the sake of getting joy, or for removing the sorrow, or as a reaction to joy, or as a reaction to sorrow, or we call tatastha, or aimless actions, like, you know, you do something without any aim. Lord doesn't do anything aimless, and he doesn't do anything to get joy, because he has infinite joy all the time. He doesn't have any sorrow, so he doesn't do anything to get rid of sorrow. And it is not a reaction to sorrow, because he doesn't have any sorrow. Then everything the Lord does is nothing but manifestation of his joy. Ananda abhivyakti, we call it. That means his bliss, his infinite bliss is manifest. So all these creation activities, all this that the Lord does is an expression of his joy, is a manifestation of joy. Since the Lord's joy is infinite, he to perform his actions, though he can do in only one form, he comes up in myriad of forms, in zillions, trillions, infinite number of forms, because that is how much his bliss is. His bliss is infinite, so he manifests in infinite forms. That's one of the reasons. Then another reason is, you know, like we say in Harikatham Sara,
Atma Pradashana Sukhavani Vahari, the Lord performs so many things in so many forms, we can't see any of it. But the higher, like Adhikaris, the Devatas, higher form of Devatas, like Lakshmi, Brahma, Vayu, all these Devatas, they see the Lord performing these fantastic activities and they get enormous joy seeing the Lord perform all these activities. So the Lord wants to give them that joy. So that's another reason. And then another reason is, Lakshmi, she takes as many forms as the Lord takes. If he takes infinite number of forms, Lakshmi also takes infinite number of forms. And each one of the forms, she serves the Lord. So the Lord gives an opportunity to Lakshmi Devi to perform his seva in that many forms. Why does Lord need all the seva of Lakshmi? No, he doesn't need any of that. He does that so that the Lakshmi's joy is also in her. She gets her bliss expression. Like, now she doesn't get any extra joy. Also, she is also Nitya Mukta, ever liberated. But her manifestation of bliss is nothing but serving the Lord. That's how she, her joy, her bliss manifests. So the Lord gives an opportunity for Lakshmi to express her bliss. So this is another reason. So that is the reason why the Lord takes infinite number of forms. And through these forms, like that, so he takes as Pradyumna, he takes all the living beings from Narayana, from his own another form, and he takes, and then he keeps in his udara, in his stomach. Then he gives that to Aniruddha, rupi, another form of Paramatma, because, you know, like our Jiva Sharira, Jiva Swarupa, it is eternal. And eternally, it has Linga Sharira around that. And on the Linga Sharira, Stula Sharira doesn't fit. So the, like an interface, the Aniruddha Sharira is given at the time of bringing to creation. Aniruddha Rupi Paramatma gives, that's why it's called Aniruddha Sharira. That means there is no, why it's called Aniruddha Sharira? Nirodha means obstruction. Aniruddha means obstructionless. You know, when we cannot pass through a wall, if there's a wall, we get stuck by the wall. We can't penetrate through the wall. So the physical objects, they obstruct our physical bodies. But Aniruddha Sharira, it can pass through anything, any object. A wall is there, Aniruddha Sharira can, it, a wall cannot obstruct, nothing can obstruct. A physical entities cannot obstruct that Aniruddha Sharira, that's why it's called Sukshma Sharira. Another name for Aniruddha Sharira is called Sukshma Sharira. So this Sukshma Sharira, Aniruddha Sharira, is given above the Linga Sharira. So there is Swarupa Deha, around that Linga Deha, around that the Lord gives Aniruddha Sharira, and on that Aniruddha Sharira, the Lord gives Thula Sharira, the gross body, through which the Jiva can perform all its actions. So this is how the four layers of the Deha broadly is given. So this Aniruddha Sharira is given by Aniruddha Rupi Paramatma. So then Stula Sharira is given by the Lord. So the Aniruddha again, after he gives it back to again Pradyumna, and he gives the Stula Sharira to all the living beings. So this is how the Jiva Srishti is done, the creation is done. That's why Bhuta Krut. So this is how the Lord performs the creation of all the living beings. Then, you know, like this is what is conveyed in Bhruguvalli also. Bhruguvalli, there is one statement, you know, like Taittiriya Upanishad, there's one thing that comes, it says, how the Lord creates, so the, like, you know, for Bhruguma, like, you know, Varuna, the tells, you know, like, you know, there it, that, in Taittiriya Upanishad, this statement comes, there it says, Annadhyeva kalvimani bhutani jayante, annena jatani jivanti, annam prayantyabhi samvishanti, tadvignaya punareva varunam pitaram upasasara. So here what is done is, in Bhruguvalli, in Taittiriya Upanishattu, Bhrugurushi, he goes to his father Varuna and he says, do me Brahmopadesha. So then Varuna tells whenever, so yatova imani bhutani jayante, so from whomever this all the living beings are created, so yatova imani bhutani jayante yena jatani jivanti yat prayanti abhisamvishanti tad vijignanasva, so tad vijignasasva tad brahmeti. Vijignasasva means know about it. That is the Brahma, Paramatma. Parabrahma is nothing but from whom. Yato va imani bhutani. Va means why. From him only. Yato va, why. So from whom only all the living beings are born
ఇమాని భూతాని జాయంతే ఏ న జాతాని జీవంతి బికాస్ ఆఫ్ హోమ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ ఆల్ ద లివింగ్ బీయింగ్స్ ఆర్ డేర్ దే దట్ ఆర్ క్రియేటెడ్ దే కండక్ట్ దేర్ లైఫ్ దే సస్టైన్ సో ద గాడ్ క్రియేట్స్ దెమ్ ద గాడ్ సస్టైన్స్ దెమ్ అండ్ యత్ ప్రయంతి అభిసంవిశంతి ప్రయంతి అగైన్ దే గో బ్యాక్ టు ద లార్డ్ ద ప్రళయ టైమ్ దే గో బ్యాక్ టు ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ముక్తజీవాస్ అభిసంవిశంతి వెన్ దే గెట్ లిబరేటెడ్ దే ఎంటర్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ ద ముక్తజీవాస్ ఆల్సో దే ఆల్సో సీక్ ద లార్డ్ అగైన్ సో దట్ ఈస్ పరబ్రహ్మ నో అబౌట్ ఇట్ సో దిస్ ఈస్ వాట్ ఈస్ గివన్ ఉపదేశ బై వరుణ టు భృగు మహర్షి ఇన్ తైత్రీ ఉపనిషత్ భృగువల్లి దట్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ కమ్స్ సో దేర్ ఆల్సో ద సేమ్ థింగ్ ఈస్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్ సో దట్ ఈస్ వన్ మీనింగ్ then another meaning is bhutakrut bhuta means like panchabhutas like you know the earth the water the fire so water means not just water alone so the in the structure so the solids the liquids the gases the fire is neither a gas nor a liquid nor like you know the fire by itself is another entity and then akasha so this panchabhutas they are also created bhutakrut creator of this five people you know the english translates say five elements they are not really like you know people didn't know what to say they saying element doesn't mean the chemical element where like you know compound element not that kind of element means basically entities so tattvas the five tattvas are created so panchabhuta so and then not only the tattvas are created bhutakrut the lord gave the abhimanitva of all these tattvas to the god so god lord also created panchabhutas lord created all living beings lord created all the tattva abhimani devatas tattvabhimani devatas are created outside the brahmanda and inside the brahmanda also and the lord gave abhimanitva that means the ability to preside over these tattvas to the tattva abhimani deva that means connecting just as the lord connects physical body and the jeeva aniruddha so jeeva linga sharira aniruddha sharira and other stula sharira how the lord connects them the same way the lord connects tattva abhimani devatas and tattvas by giving abhimanitva to the tattva abhimani devatas so that is done by the lord so that's why he is also bhutakrut creation of the jada panchabhutas creation of tattva abhimani devatas giving them the bodies that they need that they are given divine bodies and then he gives abhimanitva for them so all this is done by the god so that's why he's called bhutakrut that's another meaning and then we said like I said krutu nikruntati kruti chedane so that means kruntati nikruntati that means destroying so bhutakrut the lord destroys all the jivas at the time of pralaya kala when the pralaya kala comes all the living beings are destroyed that means their activities are destroyed means jivas are still there the physical bodies are separated from them so that the jivas can be in sushupti like a deep sleep we say during our living life normal life we go to deep sleep like that we go into a kind of a deep nidra long sleep type of thing so all the jivas are sent into that stage that's a pralaya kala avasthiti or avasthiti so that is done by paramatma that's why he's bhutakrut so that means gives pralaya to all the living beings and also panchabhutas are also taken back and put back into the moola prakriti so this panchabhuta srishti also is removed by the lord so he at the time of the pralaya like mahapralaya this panchabhutas are also removed by the lord and put back into moola prakriti that is also bhutakrut means panchabhutan kruntati nikruntati he removes them destroys them takes them away so that's also bhutakrut and then there's another bhuta I said also the evil bhuta preta the evil forces bhuta means that which existed so why we call that bhuta pretas that evil things we call bhuta like you know avanga bhuta hididide so we use this kind of a usage so bhuta means why they are called bhuta because they had a physical body earlier now they don't have a physical body they have preta sharira a different kind of body and they are like hanging loose and that's why they are called bhuta so that kind of a bhuta preta pida you know some people may have like you know not that it's very very rare thing but whenever people get affected by bhuta preta then the lord helps those good people by taking away that preta so bhuta preta them kruntati nikruntati one who removes the torture that comes from the bhuta pretas, that's why he is called bhuta krita kriti nikruntati, remover of the obstacles coming from bhuta pretas. That's another meaning. And another thing is, like, bhuti is mukti. Bhuta means which has mukti. Bhuti is like aishwaryam, ananda, mukti. So that's why bhuti means mukti or moksha or liberation. Bhuta means that which God, so bhutas are liberated beings. So bhuta are liberated beings. So the Lord gives the liberation. That means bhuta krita converts them into bhutas. That means makes them as liberated beings. That means whoever are there in samsara avastha and whoever are fit to get liberation, the Lord gives moksha to those people. That's why he is bhutakrita. So, giver of moksha, bhuti, to the samsara jivas, that's why he is called bhutakrita. That's another meaning. Or bhutakrita, I said another meaning, veshtane, parivesh, that means enveloping, covering, encompassing. So the Lord encompasses the bhutas. Means what? All the living beings, they are encompassed by the Lord. That means actually in two ways we can see. One is all the living beings are inside the stomach of the Lord. That's one way he encompasses. That means as a whole, he encompasses everything. Or each prani, we take our own body, the physical body. The Lord is dehantargata, dehavyapta, jivantargata, jivavyapta. He is inside our body and also is outside our body. He encompasses. He is present inside everybody and he is also present outside everybody. That means he encompasses everybody. That's why he is called bhuta krita, one who encompasses all the living beings. Not only that, this pancha bhutas are there, they are inside the Lord and Lord is also outside them all. That means he encompasses all the pancha bhutas. He encompasses them. That means even in our body there is pancha bhutas, but they are not in our body completely. That means outside our body also pancha bhutas are there. But if we take the Lord's case, he encompasses completely. That means there outside the Lord there is no pancha bhutas. He encompasses all the pancha bhutas completely. That's why he is also called bhuta krita, one who encompasses all the pancha bhutas. That's why he is called bhuta krita. So that's another meaning of that. So, and this, by giving the different meanings for bhuta, the living beings like Brahma, Vayu. So Lakshmi is also called bhuta. Bhuta means that whatever is exists at all times, even Lakshmi is called bhuta. Bhuta krita, that means Lord gives for Lakshmi, like she is nitya mukta nityan, but Lord gives her what is called manifestation. So those, she, her ananda, everything is there. Eternally she is nitya mukta. The manifest abhivyakti, even for her. So jnana spurti and abhivyakti, the manifestation is done by the Lord, even for Lakshmi. She is not swatantra. Lord alone is swatantra. Lakshmi is paratantra. So even for Lakshmi, the Lord gives that abhivyaktitva, so manifestation, so that she can have that manifestation of whatever her own things, it can be there. That is conveyed by the word bhuta krita. And when one of the inquiries that come, the questions that come to our purapaksha, basically what they say is bhuta krita means one who creates the living beings or chetanas. But aham brahmasmi, tattvamasi, these statements are there in Upanishads, Vedas we see. So aham brahmasmi, tattvamasi, it says that jivatma and paramatma are the same. So of course, we know that it's not the same in Tattvavada, but they raise the objection. So bhuta krita, this name does not fit the Lord. Jivatmas and paramatmas are same, how can paramatma create the jivatmas or give them the bodies? So it's because jivatma itself is paramatma, it is like giving himself the body. So that's why this bhuta krita, creator of the living beings, this meaning cannot be given for the word bhuta krita. This is an objection that they can raise. But if we see the context for aham brahmasmi, tattvamasi, all these statements, we easily understand that the aham brahmasmi, the Lord says aham brahmasmi, I am God. Just because the Lord says aham brahmasmi, all the jivas cannot say aham brahmasmi. If you take a crude example, the father says, I'm an engineer. The child, small child who is playing with the father says,
I am an engineer, he says that. But only father is engineer, the child is not, because he is repeating whatever the father is saying. But in this is a crude example, in the, because the child can grow up and it can become engineer. So people will, okay, the jiva can grow up and become paramatma. No, it's not, because the swatantra, swatantra bhava is always there. Jivatma, how he grows, to what extent it grows, all this is determined by the Lord. Only paramatma is swatantra. So aham brahmasmi, it applies only to paramatma. He can say aham brahmasmi. Everybody cannot say aham brahmasmi. That's one thing. Tattvamasi, there, as you all know, Svetaketu, the examples that are given, Navadrushtan, the 9 examples, they all describe the difference between Jivatma and Paramatma. So they cannot be interpreted as Jivatma and Paramatma same. So that means Jivatma, Paramatma are different, even according to Upanishads, Vedas. That is from a neutral point of view also, not just Tattvavada point of view. Anybody who analyzes them, they can easily conclude that that is the right interpretation. That's why Bhutakrita, creator of all the living beings, all the jivas, he gives them the body. This meaning is quite appropriate and we have to take it that way only. So Bhutakrita, so he is creator of all the living beings. This meaning is quite appropriate. So with this, I'll actually conclude this today's thing so that people are free to ask any questions that they have. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu, Hare Srinivasa.